Home City, the good news station.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. Hillary Clinton will reportedly give up the personal email server she used while Secretary of State. Until this point, she had refused demands from a congressional committee to do so.
Her unique email arrangement is interfering with our ability to find out what happened to the four murdered Americans in Benghazi.
That was South Carolina Representative Trey Gowdy in a Fox News interview. He says he doesn't know whether she broke any laws. A state of emergency in St. Louis County will continue for at least another day. It was enacted after protests began in Ferguson Sunday, and an 18-year-old was shot and critically injured after he shot a gun at police and they fired back. Protesters say they are trying to get attention on the anniversary of the Michael Brown shooting.
Attention, and we just want the world to recognize that Black Lives
Safety for your home and family. Now that's important to you. And Gator Security, with its 5-year warranty, can help. With security, video surveillance, and access control, Gator Security is available at www.gatorsecurity.com or 800-676-1580. Gator Security, with its 5-year warranty, is a proud corporate sponsor of WCNO. Gatorsecurity.com.
Godfrey Electric is a fourth-generation, full-service electrical contractor serving St. Lucie, Martin, Palm Beach, and Broward counties. Godfrey Electric specializes in industrial, commercial, and residential electrical service work. Godfrey Electric, an underwriter of the WCNO Ministry, is available on the web at www.godfreyelectric.com or at 561-833-3753.
USA Christian News. A Jewish food pantry in Philadelphia has installed a system that allows people to use a mouse or touchscreen to satisfy their individual needs. Brian Granick, who is the Director of Social Responsibility at the Mitzvah Food Project, tells us customers choose the items they want, then a printout of the items in a storage area where volunteers gather the food for their needs.
We're really, I feel like, on the cutting edge of bringing the nonprofit sector into the 21st century here.
Mitzvah Food Bank customer Charlie Scott says it used to be embarrassing in the past when someone just handed you a box of food you didn't select.
In a way, that made me feel inferior.
The new ordering system provides people with the choices they make, usually based on nutrition, dietary habits, or religious preferences.
It makes you feel like you're in control.
For the USA Radio Network, this is John Clemens.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has the best in equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler, Pro Rodeo, and Horseman headquarters with an expanded woman's department. Also an expanded boot department with Georgia, Justin, and Wolverine boots. West of Old England is located in the Bruner Plaza, 650 Southeast Monterey Road, halfway between US 1 and Canner Highway, west of Old England.
To feel like.
That was R.J. Morgan, courtesy of WTVA-TV. Sounds of supporters of New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady as he arrived at a courthouse in Manhattan this morning for a hearing in the ongoing dispute over underinflated footballs. At issue is whether NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell was justified in suspending Brady 4 games for his role in the scandal. Brady says the NFL has no proof he was involved, but Goodell claims Brady destroyed his cell phone, which could contain important texts. 6 U.S. fighter jets are now deployed at Turkey's southern air base to join the U.S.-led coalition fight against ISIS. Turkey agreed last month to allow the U.S. to use the base, which is close to ISIS strongholds across the border in Syria. Turkish media reports say that the U.S. is expected to deploy about 30 fighter jets. For more news, go to usaheadlinenews.com and give us a like on Facebook. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City. The following program was pre-recorded at an earlier time.
The following is a paid program. The content is provided by HF Martech. WCNO, its staff, management, and ownership are not responsible for the content. Investment involves risk. Prior to making any investment, an investor should meet suitability requirements. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future performance. Neither the opinions expressed nor the information provided constitutes a recommendation to purchase or provide investment advice. The material presented is not a substitute for obtaining professional advice from a qualified person or firm. Securities offered through Centaurus Financial, member FINRA, and SIPC. And now, the host of the Team Martech program, Joe Martech.
Hey, I remember that name. Sometimes, in fact, you know, Pastor Tom, you might remember this. When we were kids, how old before you knew what your real name was?
Probably 12.
That's right. See, my name was Knucklehead, and I never...
They called me Hey You.
Hey You.
Boombots.
We didn't know what our real name was for the longest
time.
Hey You, right?
And the other name was Switch the Channel.
Switch the Channel? I had another name. Go out and cut the switch and yeah. bring it
well,
back.
Well, for the longest time, I was somebody. Somebody. Will somebody please do somebody. This and do that?
Somebody take this kid and get rid of him.
And Hey You.
Hey You.
Hey You.
1-888-221-8990. 1-888-221-8990. This is a call-in show, and we're here to help. Now, we will have some fun because that's just what we do. Because I can't, you know, with Pastor Tom here, I got to pick on him a little. Otherwise, you know, it wasn't me. I got Vince Rosino, CPA, forensic CPA, lots of credentials. Used to be a college professor.
But not at Columbia.
And then Joe Martech's a financial advisor. I'm also called a stockbroker. Also have a securities principal licenses. Like, you care about this stuff. They've got tons of licenses and tons of continuing education courses that we take. Pastor Tom, if you're a practicing pastor, do you have to take continuing education courses?
One should.
One should. No, I like that. That's
good.
That
was a total avoidance. Well, I like that.
I like it. That's pretty good. So what happened is 10 or 12 years ago, we started doing these shows, and it was very simple. I'm a financial advisor with lots of clients, basically here and in 13 other states, and they would ask me questions, like tax questions. Like, they say, Joe, you got to answer this tax question for me. And I'll say, well, here's the first thing. All I know is that you got to pay. And then they say, well, can't you help me? And I said, yep, I'm going to send you to somebody. Okay, then biggest problem I had is I got to find somebody that I trust. This is not the easiest thing to do. So literally, if you're a credible professional, you align yourself with other credible professionals over a period of time, because there's no such thing as any one person knowing everything, except wives, of course. We know that part.
Now you're going into dangerous territory.
I know, but luckily, you know, Joanne's not listening today, right?
I don't know.
Hopefully
she
not.
Might be.
She might. She'll get even with me if she is. That's Vinny's wife,
be
by the way.
You right off.
Just, I know. I mean, my knees are hurting already.
Almost scotch.
Anyway, the key thing was finding other credible professionals that you can refer to. So when we started putting the group together, the first two people I had was Dan Warren, independent insurance agent. Critical word is independent, because if you work for one insurance company, quote, you work for one insurance company. But if you're an independent insurance agent, you work for the client, and you might have 20, 30, 40, 50. Dan has a little over 80 companies totally underneath his umbrella.
So tell them what all that means, Joe.
Well, it simply means this. Let's say your homeowner's insurance company doubles your rate. Well, you're not happy. But if you work for a captive agency, your captive agent says, oh, I'm in trouble. You're going to be mad at me, but I have nothing I can do about it. But if you're working for an independent agent before, like this happened to me this last year on my automobile renewal, one a lady in Dan's office called me up and said, Joe, did you get your renewal? And I said, no. She said, well, you probably will tomorrow. But if you want, we have another company and we're going to lower your price by $400. I said, gee, let me think about this for long and hard, lowering my price by $400. Boy, that took me, I think, 8 seconds to say, that was it. So what Dan's office does, basically with the power of the computer, he's got the ability, in case one company falls out of grace, he can move you to another one. That was a big deal for me. And then to find what I consider somebody with high integrity, was right up there on top. And Dan's only been in business 35 years right here. We all know Dan is one of the better people we'll ever know. Greg Fasula, attorney, who I pick on unmercifully because he's the only Democrat in the group. And doesn't mean we don't like Democrats, folks. Don't take that personally. But one thing I never do is pick on anybody except Democrats and Pastor Tom. Ooh. I have exceptions. You see, I got it. You can't. I said never is a categorical statement. So I have to have exceptions. Is that fair, Tom?
I don't know.
I don't know. He's being very careful today. He's very careful. I'm waking him up. He's coming too. Greg Fasula happens to be the only attorney in the world that I personally know that is patient, a good listener, not arrogant, not pretentious.
Very nice fellow.
He's just a flat good guy. Probably the only guy I'd like to have as a next door neighbor, even if he was a Democrat, you know, because he's just a flat good person. He helps people. I tell you what, Greg really is a good guy. So over a period of years, one of the first things I ask a brand new prospect or suspect is, are you ready to die? Well, we have two answers. You know, one, let's just go, are you ready to meet God? We'll take that as a second phase. But the first phase is, meaning, do you have your will or your trust? Meaning, have you done your estate planning? Well, with Greg, I've got a person that is user-friendly, and that's been a very important thing to me. So then Vince Rizzino, CPA. Well, I had to have a CPA that had credibility, integrity, experience, and that used to be a college professor, even though it wasn't at Columbia.
But not at Columbia.
And somebody that if I ever sent a client to him, which is, I bet you I call Vince usually once a week, sometimes twice a week, because it's invariably something comes up that you think you, after X number of years, you'd know a whole bunch of stuff, but invariably something comes up you don't know. And that's important. Then the other members of the team, Ms. Victoria Lloyd, Remax of Stewart. Well, real estate, buying or selling, what happens? Everybody in the world, at one time or another, it seems like they do one or the other, buy or sell or both. And to find somebody that you can trust, and that's it. I mean, this girl is just, you can't make her lie. She's just the most honest person I've ever known, and I've only known her since 1980, that's a couple years, and she's just flat good. And then Mike Polis, mortgage broker. Mike has helped more people, I think, than the rest of us cumulatively, because the mortgage business has been crazy since the recession hit. And what he's been able to do is just help lots and lots of people. And it makes it, the whole concept of the group is to help people, very simply. No one person is more important than another, and no one person is going to be the end all for any of us. So the name of the game is either here to help you with your money, or with your real estate, or with your taxes, or with your mortgages, or with insurance. That's how we put the thing together. So today we have Pastor Tom sitting here giving me a funny look, which I'm used to. And then Vince Rizzino, CPA, sitting here.
Also giving you a funny
also
look.
Giving me funny.
We're waiting to see what you do, Joe.
I know. You know what? I had some friends of mine say, hey, Joe, does Pastor Tom have a 5-second delay? I said, no, what's he do then? I said, he's got a club.
He's got a 10-second delay. You ask him a question.
Knocks him off.
Takes you 10 seconds to think the answer.
Think the answer. There you go.
So we're going to have a break now. Joe's on the ground, but I'll get him up by time.
Today's program was recorded at an earlier time. If you'd like to know more about today's subjects, you can contact Joe Martek at 772-229-0114.
Let's say IRAs, Roth IRAs, 401ks,
Social Security,
457 plans, 403b plans,
taxes,
health insurance.
Oh, don't talk about health insurance.
This is not a pretty subject these days. But
no, it's cost people a lot of money. Well, not relatively speaking, but they're penalized.
I just paid the penalty.
You did pay the penalty.
Well, that's $490.
Whoa! Right. See. So this is real.
It was more in the pocketbook. You know, my understanding was that the penalty would be like $90 per person.
What have I been preaching to you for the last $90 2 months?
Or
1% of your adjusted income.
And that's on the adjusted income.
It's the way they adjust it.
That's right. It's not adjusted.
It's not the real adjusted.
It's not the real adjusted.
And so I ended up paying $490 in addition to my taxes.
Of course.
It's an add-on. It's an additional tax.
But it was on the tax form as a tax. It's that's not right. a penalty.
That's of right. course, it's a tax.
Well, that's because of the Supreme Court said it was a tax, and that's how they were able to get the IRS get it done.
So
to monitor it.
Was Roberts a Democrat?
No.
No? Mm-hmm. And he's the one that made it a tax.
Well, I think they had something on him.
Hey, let me talk about another subject before we talk.
Before we talk, don't you love that?
Anyway, I'm down to see a client of mine in Jupiter last week or a week before. You know, this one nice thing about getting old is your memory kind of clouds. Days kind of blur. You ever notice that, Tom?
Mm. Nah, he doesn't.
Okay, guys, we're going to interrupt this pre-recorded program to bring you Joe live. He just arrived at the station, and he has some things going on there. We're glad you finally made it.
Are you working?
Yeah. You know, and, hey, wait a minute. Ryan, if you're on your way home and you're listening to CNO, the reason I'm late getting on the show is because I'm late getting on the show because you and I were talking business in the office, and
I want Ryan to verify that.
You want Ryan to verify it?
Call the station and verify this.
Yeah, and you can call 1-888-221-8990, and then Vince Rizzino, CPA, who is sitting here, who you're going to talk to again, you're going to talk to also, he wants to verify that I'm telling the truth, that I was not goofing off.
That's right. I just think you were on the boat or something.
Yeah, right.
You were probably out having fun, and
that would be my preference.
Yes, I know.
But you know what happened is we just got shooting bulls,
the stuff, yep.
and then we got carried away, and we were having a good time, and time just kind of slipped by. You ever had that happen to you?
Yes, I do all the time.
That's what I figured, because you're an old guy too.
But usually when I, you know, when I have a place to be, I try to get there.
I had a place to be, but you know what? I didn't.
But you're making money. That's all
I didn't
matters.
Look at my watch. First, well, I didn't even have a watch.
That's what your first problem is.
I didn't even have my cell phone with me. He had his, and I never thought about the time. Yeah. We just got, you know. But
it was a good time. I had
1-888-221-8990. This is the Team Martech Hour. Team Martech started on the radio, give or take, 10 or 12 years ago. And what happened? Look at this.
Well, that came from
well, how'd you get it?
He stopped in here and gave me the check.
Well, good. You know, I like
he
it.
He said, I have the plague. I have to go home.
Was he sick?
Yeah.
We don't want the plague.
No, I don't want the plague. So he gave me the check, said, give it to you, and then he took off.
I'm so happy. Anyway, let me, while I was rudely interrupted, which you can interrupt me more often when you give me checks. I appreciate that. That was a good thing. Team Martech is a group of local professionals, and we started doing these radio shows, give or take, 10 or 12 years ago. For those that have known us for a period of time, we've been on WPSL 1590 AM every Wednesday morning at 11 AM, and then we are on WCNO, which we are right now, at 4 PM. Except for today, I was running a little late. Ryan, if you're listening, you can call in.
Oh, hold on.
Wait a minute. Vince is getting a phone call now. See, so hey, now he can't pick on me anymore.
Nope, I can't.
So Joe Martech is a financial advisor. I'm called a stockbroker. I'm a securities principal. Lots of licenses. Lots of clients here in Florida, but also in 13 other states because people move and whatever. But starting 10 or 12 years ago, if you're a credible professional, you align yourself with other professionals. And the word is credible. And literally, in putting our team together, I wanted people that were not new in business, that were all experienced, that had been in business a long time. And the first two members were Dan Warren, independent insurance agent. That's a big word, independent. Dan's only been, I think, 37 years now in business. In my personal opinion, if there's 10 of the best independent insurance agents on the whole Treasure Coast, he is definitely in that top 10. Now, my compliance people in California, they don't like it when I think, in my opinion, he's the best. But I'm telling you my opinion. And he has done a magnificent job for clients of mine, for clients of yours, Vince.
Absolutely. I mean, I can attest to that.
His office, his people just do a tremendous job. Also, Greg Fasula, attorney. One of the things that happens when I meet a new suspect, one of the first things I ask if we have time is, do you have a will or a trust? And if you do not, I feel it's somewhat my responsibility to stir the pot and get people to do such a thing, because Especially the two of us sitting here right now, Vince Rosino, CPA, and Joe Martek, financial advisor, have seen one horror story after another for people not doing their financial planning properly. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, and we've got it happening today with different clients of ours that are going through a terrible time because families kind of fall apart over money, and it's a very, very sad thing. Very sad thing. And most times that could have been avoided if somebody had done things properly. So, initial three members were Greg Fasula, attorney, Dan Warren, independent insurance agent, Joe Martek, financial advisor, and then a critical element to the group is a CPA. Now, there's a lot of people that can do taxes. I can go to H&R Block or anybody and get my taxes done. But to me, I want a person that has credentials, credibility, and has been in business a long time. Now, Vince, what are you, 104 now?
A little bit younger, but not much.
I'm talking mileage or chronology.
Both.
So you've been a CPA now for...
Do you really want to know that? Over 35 years.
I know, a long time. Mm-hmm. Look old, but don't feel take that personally.
Well, listen, I call it wisdom.
Yeah, right. I call it mileage. You know, as they say,
when senior citizens or seasoned citizens.
Yes.
I happen to be more seasoned than you, which I'm not especially happy about, but hey, just think, if I died, guess what? You're the next one in order.
You're right.
And isn't that exciting?
And then I'd have to actually work and prepare for this.
It's scary.
And so I could do it all on my own.
I know, this would be a scary thought.
It would be.
Well, a CPA is critical because people have tax problems. People have problems with starting a business. People have problems dissolving a business. The tax code is only 70,000 pages, give or take. So let me just tell you, uncle is going to get you no matter what. So it's critical that I have somebody, again, that I can trust with my clients that has credibility. So Vince being a CPA for a long, long, long time, and our relationship now is what?
Five years now.
Has it been out? Isn't it exciting?
Scary.
It's unbelievable.
I know.
You know what? I can remember meeting you for the first time.
I do too. Thank goodness we both like football.
That's right. I had my son with me at the time, and we were watching the game, and he lived here in Florida then.
There we go.
And there was this guy sitting next to me.
The weirdest thing, I've been interviewing CPAs for a long, long time to try to find somebody that would fit. You know, to find somebody not new in business. Why? Well, when you're new in business, if you're going to make mistakes, that's usually when you do. Now, you can be educated, you can have all kinds of credentials, but that doesn't give you the practical experience being in the field. So I wanted everybody in our group to have been, quote, quite seasoned, and everybody is. Everybody's 20 years plus and maybe even longer than that. In fact, Mike Paulus, mortgage broker, who just came by real quick and left because he's got the plague, right?
He got the plague.
Which is good.
He did us a favor.
We don't need the plague.
We don't need it.
But he's a critical part of the group, too, because whether it's one of your kids, whether it's you, and you're going to buy a house or build a house, one of the first things we think is a smart thing to do is to get a hold of somebody that can give you the advice based on the criteria that you need to get a house, which is a credit report. So if you walk into a bank, and you say, hey, I want to apply for a mortgage, they'll take some money from you normally, and then they'll take a process, and usually 2 or 3 weeks later, they'll come back and say, maybe, could be, should be, yes, no, whatever. Mike, in 10 minutes, is going to tell you over the phone, doesn't cost you a nickel, where you stand, what you can qualify for, what you have to do in order to qualify, whatever it might be, which leads me into the next person, which is Ms. Victoria Lloyd, Remax of Stewart, who I've only known since 1980. Was the hardest working realtor, period. She's just a flat good person, and literally she's only going to tell you the straight skinny on whatever happens. So the concept of the group is very simple. We're here to help you with a myriad of different situations, whether it's legal, whether it's taxes, whether it's investments, whether it's real estate, mortgages. Who are we missing?
Well, insurance. Dan, you got Dan. About Dan?
Let's homeowners insurance, him. Business insurance, whatever it is. And, you know, Dan, back again, only 37 years, I think, Dan's been in business. And he actually got one of the awards for the, the county did a poll for 55,000 people. And Dan won best independent insurance agent on the Treasure Coast.
On the Treasure Coast, that's
right. Which was really quite
That's pretty impressive.
It is. Dan, and, you know, in fact, I joke about it. We kid about it. We had a person that called in on the station here one day, And it was a testimonial call, and a lady called up and he says, I just thought I'd call and tell you about this silver-headed, white-haired guy that I caught roaming around on my horse ranch with a camera. And I went up to him and I said, what are you doing? This lady said, and Dan says, well, I'm Dan Warren, insurance agent. You or somebody called up and wanted a quote on your insurance, so I'm out taking some pictures. Well, she took him through the horses and the whole thing. And what Dan does, which not every agent does, he's the first underwriter, and then what he sends into the company with all the pictures and stuff is even sometimes more than the company does, so that the company can look at this thing through more objective eyes.
You know, part of his role, Joe, is really to sell you to the insurance company.
No doubt about
it. That's part of what he does. He's got to sell them on you.
When you get a thing that's an unusual risk, mm-hmm. you know, and some things are, and literally the reason this lady called in, she goes, after I realized who he was and after I got my thing back, he saved her $2,000 that year.
Wow, that
so she was extremely happy. And then Dan was talking about another fella who owns a high-risk business. High-risk business, which is a bar.
Well, I guess that could be classified
well,
as high-risk.
Well, think about liability.
Liability issues alone.
Like crazy.
Never mind the financial issues. And
well, no, what you call it, admitted carrier will take it. So this one particular client of Dan's left him and went to another company who went out of business.
Mm.
Not an admitted carrier. Admitted, folks, means if you have an insurance company that's approved to do business in the state of Florida, you now have the state of Florida as your partner. They're there to help protect you. Not everybody can read these things and understand everything, but if it's an admitted company for your car, home, business, life insurance, then you've got the protection of the state. Well, some businesses no company wants, and only a very few companies, which are high-risk companies, which may not be admitted carriers, will take them. Well, some admitted carriers are not as strong as others. So Dan only deals, like Lloyd's of London is probably his primary, one of his big ones, and that particular one is probably the highest-rated company on Earth, and they reinsure a lot of other insurance companies behind them. So anyway, after two companies went bust, that this guy would, he came back to Dan. just as a matter of how he does. Anyway, 1-888-221-8990, 1-888-221-8990. If you have any questions that Vince Rizzino, CPA, can help you with, or Joe Martek, financial advisor, can help you with, and we're a little bit dangerous when it comes to mortgages and IRAs and 401ks and Roth IRAs. And
but also borrowing money, Joe, is if you're a business person,
yeah,
be careful how you borrow money. And it gets back to the entity, what entity you have, how to structure the loan to get the maximum tax benefits from it. This all plays into whether you're an S corporation, a C corporation, or sole proprietorship.
An LLC.
LLC. All those each one has their own rules.
Right.
And depending on how you structure your deal, you could either get hurt tax-wise or not. So I'd say contact your professional when you're contemplating
this. Well, one of the first things, when we've had a few people that have called, and they say, what should we do first? And I said, well, the first thing I would do, honestly, is talk to the CPA, tell them what you want to do. And we've had a few people, Vince, that said, hey, I want to buy this business or I want to invest in this business. And they come in with paperwork. And the paperwork was, let's put it, inadequate was maybe a nicest word I can use. And it wasn't enough information. And then sometimes it didn't jive. The left hand and the right hand just didn't balance. And, you know, if somebody you're looking to buy a business from has some inaccuracies in their documentation, that's kind of a big red flag.
But also how you structure the deal, whether you're selling your company or buying,
there's
certain tax advantage ways to do that.
Yep.
And it's too late to find out that after you signed on the dotted
line.
When
it's done, it's done.
It's done, it's done.
Yeah.
So I just got finished with a major sale of one of my clients that I was involved, not with the negotiation, but on the tax side of it.
There you go.
It helped them a lot. It saved them a few $100,000 in the deal.
Little minor thing. You know, and people don't really think about this up front. And how can you? You know, you can't be an educated in everything. That's why they're a specialist. And that's why when we put the group together, the object was to put together local professionals that each were, in my opinion, at the top of their field individually. And nobody knew. Everybody was experienced. And we've been very, very fortunate. And from a personal standpoint, we've been able to help a lot of people, even without getting paid, which, you know, thank goodness that nobody in our group needs to get any one client to make them rich or get them food on the table. Everybody's past that. So the object here is, if we can help people, we're monster believers, and what goes around comes around.
Exactly.
Now, by the way, if you don't want to talk to us live on the radio, you can call the radio station anytime. Talk to Pastor Tom or Connie. They'll take your name and number, and we'll call you back. You call 1-888-221-8990, no matter where you are. That's a toll-free number, 888-221-8990, and we're here to help. Whether it's a mortgage question, real estate question, tax question.
Tax question, sure.
Insurance question.
And don't forget about Social Security planning also, Joe. Very, very big today. Very, very big.
Boy, there are so many nuances that the average person doesn't even have a clue about on Social Security.
And 10,000 baby boomers a day
are joining the ranks
of Medicare and or Social Security. Yeah.
Well, one of the things that happens is, and normally we suggest this too, what we can help do is stir the pot and get you to ask the right questions. Because if you go down and meet with Social Security, they're going to give you no information. They'll give you pamphlets, but they'll answer questions. But you have to know which questions to ask.
Right.
And if you don't ask the right question, you could make a decision that is not necessarily in your favor.
And there are strategies to use, Joe, when you do these things.
Absolutely.
As I said, they're not there to advise you, and they won't advise you. So you need to talk to somebody before you go in and understand what all your benefits are and how you achieve them, and that you can't collect more than one at a time. There are spousal benefits for people who are married and how to maximize that. There are people who are ex-spouses, have ex-spousal benefits.
And
there are survivorship benefits. A lot of people don't even understand these benefits are available to them.
Well, you know, if you don't ask, you don't get.
Well, you know what? They're not educated. I just don't think that the American population is educated in that that area.
The courses you and I have taken on Social Security were not mandatory. They were people that offered them, and we had to either pay for them or were paid for by somebody in one of our organizations. But, you know, I don't think, Vince, I went through a course on Social Security. Oh, probably the first one was 5 or 6 years ago, and then since then there seems like there's more and more. I think it's becoming more publicized.
Yes, and because of the current state of the economy,
right,
and people not having enough funds to retire on, more and more people are relying on Social Security.
Yeah,
so it's important that when you take your benefits,
right,
that's important, and how you take your benefits is also important.
Let's say that you're a widow and you were married. Well, I think it doesn't make any difference how long you're married. Does it make any difference how long you're married?
Well, yes, it does. It depends.
You've got to be married 10 years?
10 years if you're going for spousal benefit.
Right.
Survivor benefit, no.
Okay.
9 months. You're entitled to a survivor benefit if your spouse dies and you're married 9 months or more.
So, but if you're, let's say your spouse dies and now you're 60 years old, you can get a spousal benefit at 60. You don't have to wait till 62 or 65.
No, the spousal benefit is 62, Joe.
Based on a deceased spouse.
Deceased spouse, yes. 60 years of age.
Yeah, yeah.
But even then, you may not want to go early.
But you have to know your options.
Exactly. Know your options, because if you go early, it's anywhere up to 30% discount off of your normal
retirement. Well, the key is this. If you take not your personal Social Security, but you take a spousal benefit, well, that benefit is X, and maybe 5 years later, your own benefit is much higher, then you can take your own and give up that one.
Exactly.
So there are options.
There are options and strategies to take.
Yeah.
And you need to know what all those are.
There's no way.
I don't think that the majority of people understand all this, and Social Security office is not going to go through it with you.
I think, in fact, it's the vast minority that have a clue about how it works. Even the people that teach these things, like you sat through like an 8-hour course.
I had an 8-hour course. I've read a book on it, the more I read it, the more fascinating this whole subject area is, because of all these different options and benefits to people.
Yep. Now, if you were as old as Pastor Tom, you know, you wouldn't have to worry about anything.
Worry about what?
What is he, Methuselah? What's going on? Well,
first of all, you have to have a memory. So what's your name again?
I've just ran out of memory.
You ran out of memory. He had to upgrade the RAM.
Did you click the right button?
Well, that's what we've been doing. We've had a new website we're uploading, and it wouldn't upload, and things are happening, and it's been an interesting day.
Don't we love technology?
We do.
When it works, it's unreal. But boy, I'll tell you, when it doesn't work, can it frost you?
I mean, yeah.
Well, I'm glad that you showed up and I finally got to come in here.
Yes. Because you were working all this.
And time. Not in that order either.
Yeah, right. You know, it was an interesting thing today. In fact, this is a subject we've always not talked about very seldom. Bonds.
Bonds, yes.
Corporate bonds. Now, there's people, a lot of people think bonds are savings bonds that you get from the government and you can get at the bank. And that's not what I'm talking about. I'm going to talk about corporate bonds here for a minute. But after we take this call. Caller, it's Joe Martek. You're on the radio.
Yes, I have a...
Whoop, did we just lose you? Well?
Hello, caller, are you there?
I think
we lost her.
Hey, guess what, caller? If you're here, call us back, because either I pushed the wrong button or something happened, but call us back. 1-888-221-8990. Somehow, or you know how the phone system.
Well, some things happen. Well, that's part of the problem that we've been working on, is that you know, we have VoIP phones. We go through.
That's easy one for of you to say.
Cable carriers that's here. That,
oh yeah.
VoIP. That's voice over internet.
There's a lot of conflict. So try that.
Caller,
again.
We're doing it again. I hope it's you. This is Joe.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes,
yes
we can.
We can.
Oh,
go
yes.
ahead.
This is me. Okay. I have a Social Security question.
Okay.
Okay, my husband divorced me in, you know, 2010 for, you know, we didn't, you know, some problems, you know.
I understand.
Anyway, and we have grown kids. All three of them are grown, over 18. And we were married 35 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I get a disability. Mm-hmm. I was wondering, am I eligible for anything, spousal, while he's alive with the divorce thing or no?
That's a complication. I'm not really sure the answer to that because you're on disability. Because normally
right.
what happens with the disability is that automatically converts to Social Security benefit when you turn your full retirement age. So whatever that is. But if you're on disability now, I'm not sure you're eligible. You might be able to swap one for the other. But honestly, I don't know the answer to that call.
But here's the major question. How old are you now?
I'm 54.
Okay. Now, here's the thing that if you have time, you write that question down, and you call the Social Security office. They may tell you over the phone, or you may have to make an appointment. Now, you always want to go in person and make an appointment. Don't ever just show up there. You might sit for 3 hours. But if you make an appointment, they'll work with you.
Okay.
And the second thing you do, you make sure you have you're married X number of years, you're this age, and you come up and they will then run a projection and show you when it might be to your advantage to get off of the disability and get onto the Social Security.
Right.
Now, let me ask you this, caller. How old is your former husband?
I'm 54. He's 52.
Okay. 52, okay. So he's not eligible to collect anything. Okay.
But see, you'll at least know 5 or 10 years in advance what your options might be, and you can do some better planning.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for listening.
Welcome.
Thank you for calling. 1-888-221-8990. But you know that's
an interesting question with the disability because the disability works different than even the others, because even though it's an advance on your Social Security, I'm not quite sure how
they convert.
They could convert that at an earlier age to do it.
But she wouldn't be eligible for any spousal benefit until he files.
That's correct, and that's he'd have to file at 62.
And
she'd have to be 62
there is something that she could do.
There may be on that disability side, but I don't know what she's going to convert to.
No, there's another option.
Oh, yes.
I'm not suggesting this
listen,
one.
Let's not get there.
You can bump him off. It's against the law. It's against the rules. Got to be mad at you.
Shame on you.
I know. Thank you.
Now,
I thought you were going
to
say that maybe she could get remarried.
I need to play a disclaimer right now.
Disclaimer, right. Here's what happens. Let's say you are a widow.
Widow's different.
Now, even if you were not married and you've been married for 10 years, but you're now a widow of that person, there is a different benefit.
That's correct.
I'm not saying that necessarily that this man will die before you, but if he does, just pay attention and make sure that you know what goes on.
That's one of those specialty areas, Joe. People don't understand if you're a widow, there's a different set of benefits for you.
Now, caller said she was 54, right?
Right.
If I were her, I'd get married right now.
Mm-hmm.
be married at least 10 more years.
Marry a 10-year-old, somebody 10 years older than her.
Marry him 10 years old.
Somebody who's either on Social Security now, then, or very close to.
Then you can pick whichever one's better.
That's correct.
So there are some strategies.
But you have to be married 10 years or spouse has to be dead.
There's a lot to be said for peace and quiet in the home.
Well, let me tell you, if the spouse is dead, you do get some peace and quiet. You know, but
are nuts.
Thank you. But you know what happens is, and Tom, you know it too, because you've counseled people for years and years and years, and you know when we don't get younger, death is not a dirty subject. A lot of people actually look forward to it if they're in line with God and Jesus and they're all set and ready to go. I've had people, in fact, I had the other radio station we got on some years ago, you might remember, there was this old preacher that said the world was coming in tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And he was like in his 90s, and he had some credibility. So the next day I go to do the radio.
Some little credibility.
Little bit. Not a little bit. Doesn't have any more. But back then I went into the radio station that next day to do the show, and the world was supposed to have come to an end. And I looked at it, and Greg says, "Joe, I am really upset." And I said, "Greg, what's wrong?" He says, "You know, I was so ready to leave."
Well, I had a friend of mine. He was working.
Yes, most Christians.
He was working for that
fellow. Feel that way.
No kidding.
Yeah, and he called me and wanted to know what I was doing still here.
That's cute. That's cute.
See, the Christian believers are not afraid of that day.
No, they were looking for the glory. But he was picking on Tom, saying, "Hey, Revelations is hitting. You can't leave. You have to stay." See, I was reading between the lines.
Well, wait a minute. He's a pastor. He doesn't worry about those things.
Well, wait a minute. You see?
I was worried because I was in a minister's meeting recently, and they told me if the rapture happened, I could have the afternoon session. I don't know what that was about.
You know that. That reminds me.
Well, let's hope that you're not here any after that.
I hope not,
Pastor.
To be here.
We won't be doing the afternoon session. We expect to see some clothes sitting in your seat with you not in them, right?
No, that's not the way it'll be.
Well, that's, hey, there's two schools of thought there. See, they don't know.
Do they go to school too?
You're right. They don't know for sure. Tom, do you know for sure?
We see through a glass darkly.
Thank you.
I don't know.
I don't know if you're clothed when you get up there, but I think you are.
No, but they said that the funny thing was, did you read the books Left Behind?
Yeah, I saw the movie.
You saw the movie? Well, all of a sudden, everybody's missing on the airplane, but all their clothes are still sitting in the seat.
The clothes were still
there.
Just
took their bodies.
Ah.
Well, hey, God doesn't care if you have clothes.
That happened to me once.
Huh?
Years ago, when I was a young boy,
yeah,
I was going to a church, and they had a revival, and the preacher was one of those hellfire and brimstone,
right.
God's going to get you any minute now.
Right.
And he was preaching on Revelation and the rapture and all of that. And I went home, and my uncle had left his clothes in the middle of the floor.
Oh, you thought he was
and the car was outside. He wasn't there. My aunt was gone. Everybody was gone. I panicked.
Wow. Well, I can see why. You know, you kids
you panic. You figured, I'm still here.
Everybody left me. What did
he
I
was
do?
Left
and,
behind.
You know,
what
a number of people have had that happen.
What did I do wrong? You know, it's an interesting thing, and it's poor kids if they take things so literally that people say. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they can be scarred for a long, long time by a person that is not preaching to kids or talking to kids. You know, parents, whether parents, adults, anybody. But, yes, I understand. Is this why you are the way you are?
Might be.
That's how he became a pastor. The seeds were planted back then.
Scared me into righteousness.
There you go.
I will tell you what, that seed didn't sprout very well. You know, some parts of you had more seed sprout than other.
Well,
he's looking good these days. You've lost a lot of weight.
I have lost some weight.
Yeah, yeah.
I've gained some back, but I'm
still working on it.
Mm-hmm. This is a never-ending battle.
Are you still drinking that green stuff in a jar?
Yes.
And boy, I'll tell you, folks, you've never seen anything more sickening in your whole life than this stuff that he drinks.
It's all good supplements.
It's good stuff.
It's good
stuff. Yeah, boy. 1-888-221-8990. 1-888-221-8990. Let me, a little bit of education that came up today, which we take for granted, but we never think about on a regular basis, and that's bonds.
Oh, yeah, bonds.
Now, you know what corporate bonds are, Tom?
You're going to tell me.
See, I like to have somebody that really doesn't understand everything. He looks like he's intelligent, but look. Well, what happens is this. A company, I don't care what company it is, they say, okay, we want to raise some money, so we're going to issue corporate bonds, and we're going to pay 5% interest on those bonds, and they will run for 10 or 20 years, pick a number, you know, whatever they decide they're going to do, and you buy that bond for, let's say, $1,000. That's the normal coupon rate, as they call it. That's the rate of each bond. And they're going to pay you interest every 3 months or twice a year or whatever they agree to, and that's what the bond does. Okay. So, Tom, let's say you and I buy one bond today for $1,000. I put up $500, you put up $500, and it pays 5% interest, and we're collecting our interest, and everything is hunky-dory, okay? 2 years goes by, and you say, Joe, I don't like you anymore. I don't want you as a partner anymore. I want you to buy me out of my bond, and I'm going to get rid of you, and you can collect the whole 5% on the whole $1,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, Tom. However, we have a problem. And you say, Joe, what's that? And I said, well, interest rates have gone up. And you'll say, so what's your problem with that, right? Is that
right.
what you would say?
Mm-hmm.
And I'd say, okay, Tom, well, look at it.
Give me my money. I want out.
You want out. Mm-hmm. Here's what happens. New bonds are now paying 7%, and we have one that's paying 5%. In order for me to get a new partner, if I go to Vince and I say, Vince, give me $500 for that Tom's share, because you can be my partner now, and we'll get 5%, he'll look at me and say, Joe boy.
Why buy an existing bond when I can buy a new one?
I get a new bond. I'll get 7%. So the moral of the story is interest rates go up, the value of bonds goes down. Does that make any sense?
Well, the value of those bonds with a less of an interest rate go down.
That's my point.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So the new ones are paying 7%, the old ones are paying 5%. Nobody wants your 5%. But if I'm going to get Vince to come in as my partner, he says, you're going to have to get Tom to discount this one from $500 down.
That's where you hear people talking about discounted bonds.
Yes, exactly. So then what happens is he wants a 7% yield. Now, let's say it's a 10-year bond and it's got 5 more years to go and it's 2% difference. He wants 2% a year for the next 5 years. That's
present valued.
Yeah. That's 10% off of your $500. So it just cost you $50 to get rid of me.
Small price, Joe.
I know.
All amounts to is, folks, one of the things that happens right now, anybody that's sitting on what's corporate bonds or bond funds, they need to look at this thing pretty hard, because if you might know that interest rates are at rock bottom, and the Fed is strongly rumored, to raise interest rates somewhere between now and the end of the year. Now, whether they will or not is not important, but at some point, they have to go up because they can't go down anymore. They're already at rock bottom. So one of the things from an education standpoint is to look if you have money in corporate bonds, municipal bonds, bond funds. We'd be glad to show you how these things work, run through it. It's like forest in the trees. It's real hard for people to say, wait a minute, interest rates go up, value of bonds goes down. That doesn't make any sense, but it does. Use the example
the
again.
The existing bonds
have less value because the new bonds are paying more than the existing ones. So,
and that happens quite often, does it?
Well, let's take the reverse. You and I buy this same $1,000 bond paying 7%.
Mm-hmm.
5 years goes by. You say, Joe, I don't like you anymore. I want to get rid of you. Give me my $500 for that 7% bond and get a new partner. But
new bonds are only paying 5%.
New bonds are paying 5%. I go to Vince. Vince says, okay, here's the $500 right now, because he can get a 7% one rather than a 5% one. So literally, Tom would normally say, wait a minute. I don't want just 500, I want 550 or thereabouts to make up the difference, because all they're paying is 5% today and I got a 7%er. So my 7% is worth more money. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So all I'm trying to tell you, folks, is this came up today with somebody, and it's something that we don't talk about very often. But if you have bonds or bond funds, it's a good time to ask some questions, whether it's to your rep, whether it's us, I don't care who it is. This is an educational type of thing, and it might be in your best interest not to keep those if you can get out whole. And literally, when interest rates go up, it's too late. If you have X and they go up tomorrow, well, you should have got out the day before.
And Joe, if you buy it in between interest, ex-dividend or ex-interest dates, you have to pay for that.
Yeah.
Because the way they work, as you know, you get the interest at the coupon date.
Now, what's the tax consequences of this? If the bond rates go up, and you're holding a bond of lesser value, and you sell that at a loss, do you?
Well, the thing is, there's a difference between the unrealized and realized losses. To realize, for tax purposes, you only get the benefit or the loss of a realized transaction. It means you actually either redeemed something for cash or you bought something for cash. It's just selling for cash. Then you've got a realized loss because you've disposed of the investment. It's not yours anymore. You're the difference between what you paid for it, what you got for it. That's your realized gain or loss.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, if it's unrealized, that just means that market conditions have basically gone against you or for you. If you bought that bond for $500, at the end of the year, it's worth 5.25. You've got a $25 unrealized gain
because you haven't cashed.
Because you haven't cashed out yet. It's just unrealized because, yeah, that
if
you
it's
could,
unrealized, you're still not.
You still didn't dispose of the investment. Yeah, it's yours.
And you're not taxed on it yet.
It's paper. No. It's a paper profit or a paper loss at that point. And that's what they mean by unrealized.
Unless
you're a trader. I mean, don't go into the.
No. Unless it's in an IRA or a 401k, and you can buy it and sell it within that instrument and not put it in your pocket, and there's no taxes one way or another as long as you don't put the money in your pocket.
This is true. Anything that goes on inside of a retirement fund is pretty much deferred until you take the money out of the fund.
And then it's only going to be ordinary income no matter what it is. So there's strategies, there's things to look at, whether it is or not. But regardless of this, the object of a bond is to provide income. And I've had clients before that when we got them some years ago, some 7% bonds, and I just said, hey, mark on your file box when you die not to sell those bonds. Tell your kids don't sell them, because until new bonds come along that are paying 7% again, you know, those things are worth their weight in gold as far as I'm concerned. That's a great income.
Talk to them, Joe, about callable bonds, and what does that mean?
Well, okay, callable simply means, let's say this, a company says today, okay, we're going to pay you 5% interest, and we're going to pay you every 3 months no matter what, and we're going to pay you for the next 30 years. However, we, the company, have the right to say, take your money and leave at a certain point. That becomes the call date. Now, most of these things, most, not all, but most have what's called an earliest call date. They can't call it prior to that. Sometimes they will have, we can't call it before that date unless certain circumstances occur. Government legislation, which happened under Dodd-Frank this last couple of years.
Or interest rates may go down where they can exchange that debt, buy you out, and issue new debt at a lower rate of interest.
So there are different things that can happen that allow somebody to call it and give you your money back, and you have to leave and go whatever you want.
Is that like the utilities that you were talking about?
Yeah, for sure. So what happens, whenever you have that word call or callable, that is the earliest normally that the company that you're getting the bond from can give you your money back. Now, that can be called a preferred stock, it can become a note, debenture, a lot of things are callable.
And that just means, as you say, Joe, that they have the option to recall it, to buy it back from you.
Well, you remember years and years ago, we would get a loan on something, and there was against the rules to pay it off early, they would charge a penalty. Well, those are pretty much gone, you know, but there's all kinds of little nuances that, you know, one of the perks of getting old, in fact, there's very few, I hate to tell you, but it's experience. You learn tons of stuff, and when you're in the various professions that we are in, and we share these thoughts with each other constantly, normally once a week or every other week at the least, I call Vince because I've got a client that has a problem that I don't know the answer to, and the CPA does come in handy on occasion.
Every once in a while. But then I get some curveballs sometimes.
Well, you know, and you know back what to 70,000 pages. How can you know everything?
Well, that's true. And I usually tell clients, as I told this caller, I mean, I don't know what I don't know, and I can look it up and get answers, but it's not all up here. I'm not an encyclopedia.
All we know with her that you need to get married real quick to
an older guy, definitely, and stay married to him at least 9 months.
Now, here's another thing. This is, as a funny one goes, let's say you get married to three different guys.
Yeah.
And you're married for 10 years to each one of them.
Yeah.
And they all die.
Yep.
And you're now...
You could get three, but you're eligible for three, but not all at the same time.
You only get one. You pick one, whoever's got the best.
Whoever's got the best.
Yeah. So in part of the marriage contract, you got to find out what your benefits could be.
That's right. Hey, listen, I think that that's a valid strategy for people. Social Security, I hate to say it, but it's true.
But it is true. It is true.
I mean,
well, point. Unfortunately, if someone has a divorce, they need to be aware that they can make a decision, and what decision they make could affect them financially for a long time.
Oh, heck yeah.
Because once they choose,
oh, yeah,
they're locked in.
Point is, there comes the biggest problem. People make a decision based on not enough information, and they're stuck. So you can't, I mean, what is it, 6 months is usually the longest look back or something like that on that stuff?
No, no. I mean, when you say look back, you have a year to unwind it.
Unwind it.
So okay. if you apply for benefits, yeah, and then you've got a year to say, I made a mistake. Here's all your money back.
But you got to give them all the money back.
Oh, you got to give it all back, including any Medicare, if you're on Medicare.
Whatever.
You'd have to give it all back.
I mean, everything.
But just because you were, if for some reason through death or divorce,
yeah,
someone finds themselves having two spouses.
Right.
Just because they were married to one for 20 years doesn't mean that that would be the, and the other one 10.
You're absolutely
the
right.
The length
whoever's
of
got
that marriage, it was whose income was greater.
Key is this, who's got the best benefit? Now, you got to shoot both of them, though. You can't pick.
You don't want to shoot any of them.
Okay, forget that part.
The Lord called them home.
The Lord called them home.
There's also such a thing called deeming, and you've got to be careful with the deeming aspects of the Social Security, because that means you're actually essentially applying for both your benefit and the spouse's benefit.
You can only have one.
You can only have one, and if you do it at the wrong time,
but if for some reason you choose to file for the benefit
of
for
that
one because he reached retirement age earlier than the other,
right,
exactly,
and you get that benefit, then the other husband reaches benefit or the other wife reaches that age.
You know, there comes a good question.
You're not going to be able to go back and refile.
But you might see happens. You can get your own benefit at some point.
Mm-hmm.
So the key is this. This becomes there's where Vince said, this gets very complicated.
Mm-hmm.
So you need, when you're getting up to that, like this one lady called and said, hey, here's where I am today. Okay, fine. You know, hey, if you don't die in the next 10 years, all of a sudden you're going to be one of us old people. And it doesn't hurt to know the rules so you can plan.
The whole idea is major strategy.
Or you can make it simple. Just stay married like I did.
That's scary, isn't it?
Well, it all depends. You see, every situation's unique, Pastor. Because it depends on the spouse as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because the higher wage earner would be likely the one that has a bigger benefit.
Yeah,
so it might be better to file and suspend your benefit and take the spouse. Maybe get 3 or 4 years of payments that don't count against you.
This can happen too. If you have a spouse who is the biggest wage earner,
right,
and he and his wife reach retirement at the same time or about the same time, the highest wage earner continues to work, doesn't file, he can still file a spousal benefit.
Well, no, to get a spousal benefit, the spouse has to be of full retirement age.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If they're both of retirement age.
And they had to actually put in claim a benefit.
The other spouse doesn't have to claim. She can claim a spousal benefit.
The spouse who's claiming the benefit, so it doesn't need to be. The spouse whose benefit she's trying to get has to be retired.
But I'm saying if they're both of the retirement age.
Right.
And the one with the largest wage income.
Right.
Continues to work without filing benefits. And his wife files her benefits. He can file. He can't?
The only way to get to do that, yes, they can, but you have to do it in a special way, Pastor.
Okay.
They must claim benefit. I'm talking about the higher wage earner. Has to claim benefit and then suspend those benefits. Then the spouse can claim a spousal benefit.
Technicality. Here's what happens.
Technicality, but it's important because if he doesn't claim benefits, then the spouse is not going to be able to get his.
Why can't he claim hers? That's what I'm saying.
But one of them has to claim a benefit so that the other one can.
If the wife stayed at home, worked part time, but qualified for Social Security,
right,
if she files for her benefit,
for her
what age,
for her own self.
Yep, she's old and he's old.
And he's made a whole lot more money than she ever made.
Right.
Even though he's continuing to work, he hasn't filed for himself, but she filed. He can file for a spousal benefit on his wife.
Well, sure he can, but she the value of that depends on when she elected, at what age did she start taking benefits.
It's a calculation.
Yeah, it's a calculation, because if she took it early, let's say she took it at 62, you know she's got to reduce 30% reduction in benefits right there. So yeah, he could apply for half of that, but it's half of 70%. Yeah.
But
and so
he's still paying in.
Here comes the key.
Waiting. Yes. So when he does file,
then he's been collecting those, what they call deferred credits.
Deferred credits.
You get those credits.
And then when he files, can't she change her benefit?
Well, see, the idea, this is the strategy. Here's the strategy part. If he gets to be 66, his normal retirement, let's assume.
We're out of time.
Holy cow.
Are you kidding?
No, we're past.
You're running over?
Holy.
Should we say goodbye?
Say goodbye, Joe.
Well, God bless you all. Thank you for listening. Bye.
This is WCNO.